My name is Jacob McCluskey, and I'm a geology student here at UW-Oshkosh. I've been doing research with Dr. Joseph Peterson, our campus vertebrate paleontologist, as well as Dr. Jonathan Warnock with the Indiana University of Pennsylvania, and Casey Dooms with the Bureau of Land Management in Price, Utah. Our research has been on Jurassic-aged ichnofossils, or vertebrate trace fossils, from Jurassic National Monument in Utah. The exposure of the Morrison Formation in this area is well known for producing many bones of dinosaurs, but are also abundant in tracks. So we've summarized data on known vertebrate ichnofossils from the area by comparing stratigraphic, lithological, and preservational data between ichnogenera, or types of tracks, and the Upper Morrison of the area. So this is very important as it provides the first scientific preliminary summary of known vertebrate ichnofossils from the area, and will help us search for potential biases in the ichnofossil or geological record of Jurassic National Monument. And we can then try to determine if any of these observed biases are due to preservational or biological factors. So what we've done is we've collected data on 8 known track localities in the area and noted their mode of preservation and assigned to a probable ichnogenus. And followed by organization of this data into a table in order to observe any biases held by different ichnogenera concerning facies type. So this would be either mud or sandstone. In addition, we have 5 theropod specimens in the UWO prep lab collected from Jurassic National Monument in order to provide additional data for the theropod or meat-eating dinosaurs. Our results show that most of the ichnogenera, regardless of the type of dinosaur that made it, definitely prefer mud facies, and this indicates that it's most likely a preservational factor, so that prints made in mud are more likely to preserve than prints made in wet sandstone.